And when we talk about 信徒的 当务之急, we talk about something we must do, something very important and necessary to be handled. So let's talk about our faith. 今天我们讲的题目是 信徒们的当务之急。 这当务这两个字, 当然我想你们都很清楚, 是我们必须要做的事情。 Something we have to do. So, you know, especially in our life, or no matter in what situation you are, certain things you have to do. That's important things. Also, within those important things, something so-called the foremost thing you have to do first. 所以今天我们要谈这个当务之急。当务的意思表示说， right? 当务之急
is the thing that we have to do.
那这里面包括我们哪些是最重要的事情？
What are the important things that we ought to do?
在快要结束今年的时候，我想这是很重要的一个题目。
As we come to the end of the year, I think these are something important we have to consider.
Let's pray first, and let's bow our head in front of God. 我们的天上的父,
Our Heavenly Father,
在年快要结束的时候,
As we come to the end of this year,
求你与我们同在,
We pray for your presence here.
求你赐给我们智慧的心,
Give us a power of wisdom,
让我们知道如何数算我们的日子,
So we can count our days.
让我们早早地来知道这一切,
So we can know your will.
今天我们从信徒们的当务之急,
As we come to learn what we ought to do today,
让我们来思想你的话语,
We want to seek your words,
来帮助我们度过世上的时间,
So we can live our life here,
能够与你完全的连接,
That we are in communication with you,
能够得到你的喜悦,
So we can please you.
这样祷告祈求,
We pray all these,
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
In Jesus' name, Amen.
感谢神，我们今天在一起来思想这个重要的题目。
I'm glad we can come together to think about this subject.
这个题目可以说有两个层次。
There are two levels I want to approach.
首先我们需要知道哪些是重要的事情。
First, what are the important things?
然后我们要知道到底我们该如何去做到。
And then how can we achieve them?
我记得有一次我坐飞机的时候。
I remember once I was in the airplane.
每次空中小姐在叫我们怎么把氧气罩罩起来。
Every time the stewards tell us how to put on the masks.
当然他是说当你有紧急的时候,
When there is an emergency.
所以每次看到空中小姐准备装这个氧气罩的时候,
So he instructs us on how to put it on.
我听了很多遍,
I heard so many times.
到最后我就慢慢觉得不需要知道了, 我应该会了。
Right, I think I don't really need to listen to it anymore.
因为每次上飞机都看到他在做同样的动作。
I've done it so many times already.
可是这是非常重要的事情。
But these are something that's very important.
可是有一天,
One time,
我又上了飞机出差了。
I was on a trip.
结果机长报告,
And the pilot began to announce,
他说他的空气压缩系统出了问题。
There's an air pressure problem there in the airplane.
当时飞机在40,000尺的高度。
We were at 40,000 feet.
你知道当如果空气压缩系统出了问题，在这个高度出问题的话,
When air pressure had problem there at that height, it's a big problem.
氧气会不够的。
There won't be enough oxygen.
果然机长马上报告说马上就看到有一个氧气罩会从你面前掉下来。
Right away we see the mask drop in front of us.
我一次看到空中小姐在准备的时候,
I have heard the instructions so many times.
我从来没想到我会有一天会用到那氧气罩。
I never realized I need to put it on one day.
当那氧气罩掉到我面前的时候,
As it dropped in front of me,
吓了我一跳。
I was scared.
因为我看那个东西我完全不熟悉。
I had no idea what to do with it.
我知道有两根带子要拉起来。
I know there's two things I can tie up around.
可是那个紧急的情况我就不知道带子在哪里。
I don't know where I should tie the knot at.
边上的一位乘客,
And then my passenger next to me,
他更紧张,
He was even more nervous.
因为他头已经有点痛了。
He already have a headache.
你知道当氧气缺少的时候头会痛。
Because that's the symptom of a lack of oxygen.
他就来抢我的氧气罩。
So he began to take my mask.
我自己还没装好，他在抢。
Before I can put it on, he is trying to take it away from me.
还好我想到空中小姐讲过一句话。
It's a good thing I remember one instruction I heard.
当你要帮助别人的话，先帮助你自己。
Before you can help other people, help yourself first.
我就跟他说，等一等。
I said, wait.
让我把我之前装起来。
Let me put it on myself first.
啊，好不容易我真的把它装起来了，装好又拉袋子一拉。
So after I put it on.
当氧气一进来，我就舒服了。
When I breathe the oxygen, that was relief.
我就帮我边上的朋友也把它罩起来。
So I helped the other guy put his arm.
这是一个很切身的例子。
This is a very personal experience.
我原来以为我从来用不到那氧气罩。
I never thought I would need to learn it.
过去好像知道怎么装氧气罩。
I thought I knew what to do.
可是当事情发生时候
，But when it happened,
我确实是不知道如何做。
I was completely lost.
今天这个题目跟这有关系。
This is the topic we want to think about today.
当务之急。
Thing that we ought to know.
是非常重要的事情。
These are things that are very important.
必须要知道的。
We must know them.
可是问题是。
But the problem is.
就算你知道。
Even after you know it.
你知道如何去做。
Are we able to carry them out?
今天我们就来谈这个事情。
Let's meditate on this topic.
我们从三个方向进去。
I want to go from three different angles.
这是按照我们刚刚读的经文来思想。
According to the scripture that we just read.
第一点，我们思想一下怎么样在父神里面蒙爱。
How are we staying in God's Father's love?
然后纪念神的话语。
We want to remember God's words.
然后神有六个劝勉。
And let God give us six encouragements.
前面两点。
The first point.
好像神在跟我们说哪些是重要的事情。
God is telling us these are important.
最三点，第三点。
The last point.
那六个劝勉。
The six encouragements.
神在教我们如何去做它。
How can we accomplish them?
如何在生活上我们可以真正去实习，真正去学习做到这些事。
How can we accomplish these things that God wants us to do?
所以我们今天就来好好思想这个问题。
Let's think about this topic today.
我相信这个课题跟每一位都有关系。
I know this is a very relevant topic for everybody.
跟你跟我都有关系。
It concerns you and I.
今天我看到很多的年轻的小朋友在这里。
I see many young people in here today.
我相信这件事情不管任何年龄。
I know this topic is suitable for everyone.
所以我们每个人都好好仔细来聆听着神的话语。
That's why I want everybody to pay close attention.
首先我们来思想一下第一点。
The first point.
我们可以从第一节第二节开始，我们先念一遍中文再念英文好吗？先中文。
耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给了被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人，人连续平安，多多交给你们。
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James
To those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.
你看第一节里面有三个重要的动词。
There are three important verbs in the first verse.
第一个是我们是被召的一群。
We are people who are being called.
第二是在父神里蒙爱。
And the other one is to keep in Father's love.
然后是为基督保守的人。
We are kept by Jesus Christ.
所以被召这件事情是很重要。
We are called.
如果我们被神呼召的话。
If you have been called.
表示说神拣选我们。
Because you have been chosen.
圣灵接近我们。
The Holy Spirit has cleansed you.
使得我们愿意顺服主耶稣。
So that we are willing to become submissive to him.
我们才被主耶稣的宝血所遮盖。
Now we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以被召这个事情
，to be called，
是三一神很奇妙的功。
Is one of the wonder of the Trinity.
所以每一位在主内的被召的，都是被三一神特别拣选。
All who are being called are being chosen by the Triune God.
这些被神召的人
，those who are called，
神一定会爱我们。
God love you.
当神爱我们的时候
，When you are loved by God,
你会发现我们生活上任何情况会碰到的有动力帮助我们。
You will have motivation in your everyday life.
同时也会被主耶稣基督保守。
You are also kept by Jesus Christ.
这个保守这个字在犹大书出现了三次。
To be kept by Jesus Christ appeared three times in the book of Jude.
这个保守是一个特别的字。
A very special word.
表示说我们人是做不到。
It's something that we cannot do ourselves.
神他自己的大能保守。
By his great power, he kept us.
他派了天使天君来围绕帮助我们。
We are surrounded by heavenly angels.
因此第一节跟我们说。
That's why in verse 1 he tells us.
所有被神所召的人是得神特别恩典的人。
To those who are called, who are loved by God.
那这些被神蒙爱的人，他一定会得到连续平安和慈爱。
When you are loved by God, you will receive mercy, peace, and love.
这第二节的这三个连续平安和慈爱是非常的重要。
These three words, mercy, peace, and love.
连续这个字
，mercy，
是因为我们有罪的时候，是需要神来特别怜悯我们，来到他面前。
Mercy is something that we need when we are sinner before God.
和平平安这个字
，peace，
也是当我们跟神和好的时候，神特别讲这个平安给我们。
When we are reconciled to Him, that's what we experience.
这个平安不只是表面上我们字面的平安的意思。
The peace is not something superficially.
而且也包括了跟大家和好的意思。
That includes living peace with our neighbors.
借着我们跟神和好。
As we become peace with God.
使得我们人跟人中间可以和好起来。
We can also have peace with our fellow man.
你跟你的最好的亲友，或者是你的 spouse.
With your spouse or your friends.
需要这个和好，把你们融在一起。
You need to have that peace so that to live together.
你跟你的孩子们也需要这个平安连在一起。
You also need that peace to with your children to live with them.
第三点是慈爱。
And lastly, love.
我们每一位都需要爱。
We all need love.
因为当我们需要爱人的时候
，As we try to love others,
需要神先爱我们。
We must first experience love from God.
我们不知道如何爱人。
We don't know how to love others.
即使我们想爱人
，Even if we want to love other people,
那个爱不见得是完全正确的爱。
That love may not be the kind that that come out right.
也不见得是真理中的爱。
May not be the love that is according to the truth.
只有当神先爱我们的时候
，Only when we first experience God's love，
我们爱人的爱才升华起来。
Our love can become sublime，
是一个真理的爱。
A love that's in truth，
是无私的爱。
A love that is not selfish，
是真正牺牲的爱。
A love that's sacrificial，
真正可以改变人的爱。
A love that can change others。
所以刚刚我们所念到的。是代表说我们这群蒙爱的人首先要想到我们是多么大的恩典来到神的面前。
That's why those of us who are loved by God, we must know how great it is that we can experience His love.
我们要记得
We must remember
连续平安慈爱是必须要从神里面来到我们中间的。
Mercy, peace and love is something that comes from God.
那诸位很多人想为什么
Why do we need this?
你看这第三节。
On the verse three.
你在读的时候，你发现中间有好几个名词，就讲到一个迫切的一个心愿。
There are many nouns that describe the urgency of the message.
你第一个看到是尽心。一个。
The first is eager.
Yeah. 第二个就是说不得不。
I felt I had to the second.
劝
I urge you
然后竭力的争辩
I urge to contend for the faith
这句话里面充满了非常急切非常要马上要讲清楚而且希望大家都能够听见也做到
There's an urgency in this message
今天这篇道就是从第三节里面来
That my message comes from verse 3
原来当犹大写信给他弟兄的时候
A Jew write this epistle to his brothers
他心中的感受就是当务之急要把这些事情讲清楚
He was in such an urgent to tell that message
而且希望他的弟兄们都能够真正的了解也做到
He was eager for them to understand and to be able to achieve
既然说当务之急一定有很重要的原因
Because something that they must know
第四节
And verse 4
你第四节这边没有啊，第四节你去看的时候你就发现
first four.
原来第四节说一定有些让我们跌倒的人来到我们面前。
Because there are certain individuals who whose condemnation.
我们在世上一定会碰到这些让我们跌倒的试探的人。
We always run into people who will cause us to fall.
而且是让我们把我们原来的救恩都会慢慢丢掉的一些可能的一些试探。
People who question our salvations.
所以，当务之急，神在告我们说，我们会碰到一些事情使得我们跌倒。
God tell you that you must know there are certain things that will cause you to fall.
我们第一点一定要想到，我们必须在神的面前蒙爱。
First, you must remember that you are loved by God.
第二点。
Secondly,
在你的讲义上有说到，第二点是要纪念神的话。
Second thing is that we must remember God's words.
我们念一下十七、十八节好吗？荧幕上有。
Let's read 17.
先用国语念。
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督的使徒从前所说的话。他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
But dear friends, remember what the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They say to you, in the last time there will be scoffers.Who will follow their own ungodly desires?
所以你看这个经文的时候
，As we go through the scripture，
神提醒我们必须要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒所说的话。
That we have to remember what the apostle our Lord Jesus Christ foretold。
记得在希伯来书里面，神跟我们说
，In the book of Hebrew, the Bible teaches us，
在这个末日的时候
，In the end times。
最后来向我们启示的是主耶稣基督。
The final revelation from Jesus Christ.
使徒的话就是主耶稣基督所说的话。
The words of Christ are the apostles' teaching.
使徒们，神给他们权柄，来代表神，来说神的话。
God gave apostles the authority to speak on His behalf.
所以，首先我们要知道，主耶稣基督的话就是最后的启示。
The words of Jesus Christ was the final revelations.
第二点。
Secondly.
神叫我们要郑重他的话语。
God wants us to treasure His words，
免得我们随流失去。
So that we will not become lost。
纪念这个字。
Remember His words。
就好像我刚刚举的这个氧气罩的一个例子。
Just that the oxygen mask I was telling you before。
当你在读圣经，神的话语读进去的时候。
As you read the scripture。
你好像都已经知道。
You seem to already know everything.
甚至你可能还带过主日学。
Maybe you are even a Sunday school teacher.
甚至于这句话你背下来。
It's something that you already memorized.
可是这个纪念这个字。
But to remember God's words.
因为神说，当你要蒙爱的时候。
But because the Bible says if you are to be loved by God.
你必须要遵守神的命令。
You have to follow His commandment.
所以纪念这个字。
To remember，
不只是记在你的心中。
Not only something that you remember in your mind，
要遵循他的话语。
But actually to obey them。
所以，我们看到这句话的时候，原来神在跟我们说，神的话语不是只是放在你的脑筋里面。
So the scripture tells us the word of God is not just something to remember。
你要在平常的生活里面要写出来。
That you be able to live them out。
我想你们会有机会。
I'm sure you're going to have opportunity。
因为你看十八节。
Look at scripture, verse 18.
因为他说这个末世必有讥诮的人。
Because in the last time there will be scoffer.
他们随从自己不敬虔的私欲来行事。
Who will follow their own ungodly desires?
我们都会碰到这些事情。
We run into people like these.
可能是我们自己去碰到的。
Maybe someone that we personally know.
也可能是你进入的试探之中。
Maybe we run into a certain temptation.
或者你被这些不敬虔的人所攻击。
Maybe we are under attack by these ungodly people.
不管如何。
No matter what.
神说要纪念神的话。
You must remember the word of the apostles.
还记得主耶稣基督受洗之后。
After his baptism, Jesus' baptism,
他被圣灵催逼带领到旷野之中。
He was prompted by the Holy Spirit to go into the wilderness.
So, 撒旦的试探。
there he experienced the temptation of the Satan's.
每一个试探都被主耶稣用神的话语而得胜。
Every temptation was overcome by the words of God.
跟这有极大的关系。
These are all very related.
因为主耶稣基督实际上帮我们做了一个很好的见证。
Because Jesus has set a very good example for us.
神的话不是摆在你的头脑里面记得而已。
The words of God is not something just to be put in your mind.
而是当你碰到试探的时候，
as you face temptations,
你要知道哪些话语你就马上出来要实行要应用。
Those are the words that will help you to live it out.
而且你必定会得胜。
From that, you can overcome.
再看一下第十九节。
And then verse 19.
我们一起念一下国语先开始。
这就是那些忍人结党束缚学习没有信心的人。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
There are men who divide you, who follow mere nature instinct, who do not have the spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith, and pray in the Holy Spirit.
The verse 19就是第十九节，实际上
，verse 19，
实际上就讲到，你会碰到一些属于血气的人
，you are going to run into people who are of the flesh，
因为他们可能是基督徒，还没有完全成熟
，they are maybe Christian who are not yet matured，
他们会引人结党
，they are going to divide you，
这些事情发生在每一天每一个地方。
This happens all the time.
你有没有办法靠着主的话语站起来？
Can you stand up on God's words?
所以我想这第二点神叫我们说有两样事一定会碰到的。
That's why the Bible teaches there are two things you're going to face.
第一会碰到一些讥笑的人。
You're going to run into scoffer.
第二会碰到一些没有圣灵的人，然后他会接档。
No, they are going to run into people who are nature men who are going to divide you.
所以我们必须要纪念神的话语。
That's why we have to remember God's word.
然后把它行出来。
And also live the words out.
那下面第三点。
And the third point.
神在提醒我们有六个劝勉，让我们如何去真正的实行它。
God gave us six admonitions that we should know.
第一个是从二十节里面找到。
The first one is in verse 20.
在自身的真道上造就自己。
Dear friend, build yourself up in the most holy faith.
平常我们读的神的话语。
As we read God's words.
可能是从主日的讲台。
Maybe from the sermons.
可能是你们的主日学。
Maybe from the Sunday school lessons.
也可能你们团契小组里面。
Maybe from your own small group Bible study.
当你们读的神的话语的时候。
As you study God's word.
你要把你自己在神的话上建造起来。
You must build yourself up.
你们明年的教会主题是什么？
What's the theme of your church next year?
向下
扎根。
To root deeply.
向上结果。
So that we can grow upwards.
今天这个其实六个劝勉里面也是变成明年主题的一个基础。
Actually, this six admonition can be the foundation of your theme.
第一个，当我们读神的话语的时候
，As we study God's words,
你要像一个好土一样
，You got to be in good soil.
当神的道就是种子到你心中的时候
，Because God's words are like seed that come into your heart.
你要整天在里面耕耘的
，You got to cultivate the soil.
你不要在上面好像石头地一样的永远不会扎根。
Do not allow it to become a rocky sand.
也不要上次一下子就神的话就被魔鬼拿走了。
Or the word to be taken away by birds.
或者是就算你懂了长出一些树枝来。
The seed sprout.
可是你边上还是眷念世上的事情。
But while you are still concerning about things of the world.
为世上的事情来思虑。
You are anxious with a thing of the world.
为了世上的一些时尚去追求。
You are still searching and seeking a thing of the world.
你心中的自我的趋向又去讨好一些自己想要的事情。
You are still trying to please yourself with the thing that you want.
因此这些话语好好要结出来的果子。
Before the seed can sprout.
已经被这些荆棘所压住了。
They are already suffocated by all these
就不能够结果子。
That you will not bear fruit.
所以向下扎根。
We must root ourselves deeply.
然后向上结果。
So we can bear fruit.
所以当我们在真道上造就自己的时候。
How, as we build ourselves in the truth.
我们必须有一个非常虔诚的心。
We must come with a sincere heart.
让道好像在一个好土上慢慢成长。
So that the word can grow in, our, in us like in good soil.
在英文里面这个真道。
In the English, that the
是跟我们的信心是直接有关系的。
The holy faith.
所以
relate to our faith.
这句话另外一个翻译是说，在自身的信心的道路上造就自己。
So that we can build up in your most holy faith.
所以第一个劝勉是要在真道上，在信心上建造自己。
So that's why the first admonition that we got to build ourselves up in our holy faith.
第二个劝勉。
And the second admonition
是在圣灵里祷告。
Is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
哇，这个太重要了。
This is so important.
因为当你在灵里祷告的时候
，As you pray in the Spirit，
你就跟神连在一起了。
You will be in communication with God.
你跟神继续不断在交通之中。
You will be in constant communication with Him.
而且神的话原来在你的心中，慢慢变成你灵里的了解，看得见了。
His word will become something that can, you can understand.
所以第二个劝勉是要一定要在圣灵里面祷告。
So second thing, remember to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我不知道你们的祷告生活是怎么样。
I don't know about your prayer life.
你们是只是三餐的时候祷告吗
？You just pray for the three meals.
还是说在祷告时候只是应付那段时间
？Or you just pray when you need to.
或者是你祷告每天都是一样的话语
？Or you just have a repetitive prayer.
你觉得这个祷告会真正得到祷告的效果吗
？Is that prayer that with effect？
刚刚讲的几个劝勉啊，现在讲的第二个劝勉。
This second admonition，
你一定要自己去经历它的。
You have to experience it。
你要去操练，去练习。
You have to discipline and train yourself。
就好像那个氧气罩摆在你的口头上很容易，听起来很容易。
It seems like very easy to put on an oxygen mask。
你真的知道怎么去做它吗
？But do you actually know how to put it on？
有些时候，这就是我们人生的破口。
These are the opening in our life.
当你拿到这些宝贝，不知道怎么去用的话。
When you learn these treasures, but do not know how to use them.
就好像是没有用的东西。
They are useless for us.
我记得有一位姊妹。
I remember a sister.
当她得到癌症的时候。
When you heard that she had cancer.
她突然想到她过去没有好好祷告。
She suddenly remembered that she had not been praying.
她每天在治疗过程中
，As she goes through the treatments,
她时时刻刻跟神祷告。
She found herself in constant prayer to God.
突然有一天，神跟她说
，One day she suddenly realized.
她说：“孩子啊
，God told him, my child,
你应该早点就跟我祷告了。
Why don't you pray earlier?
她那天恍然大悟
，She suddenly realized.
她突然发现
，She knows.
祷告不是一个条件到神的面前。
The prayer is something that a condition to come to God.
祷告是一个恩典，我们可以跟神连在一起。
The prayer is actually a great blessing from God that we can communicate with Him.
以前他谢饭祷告的时候
，Before he thanked God for the meal.
他在饭前跟神祷告。
He thanked God before she eat.
他谢谢神赐给他食物。
Thank God for the food.
他从那天开始
，After that day.
他突然发现。
She realized,
他东西可以吃进去。
We can take the food.
当他在受 chemotherapy 的时候
，When she was going through the chemotherapy,
他发现了有时候吃东西不见得吃得进去。
Very often the food will not, the body will not take the food.
就算吃进去，不见得可以消化掉。
Even if you can put the food in, you won't digest.
所以他那时候就开始每次饭后他都祷告。
So even after he take the meal, she pray.
我们常常把某些事情都当作该发生的事情。
We thought many things should happen automatically.
等到你真正经历到的时候
，But as we experience difficulty,
你才发现我们平常以为可以做到的事情都是神的恩典。
We realize many things we take for granted are God's blessing.
在圣灵里祷告
，Pray in the Holy Spirit.
我相信每个人都需要。
This is something that we all need to learn.
让我们好好的来到神的面前，每天都跟神祷告。
Let's pray in the Holy Spirit in to God.
好像属灵的呼吸一样的来到神的面前
As, just like we breathe spiritually
我们再念一下二十一节
Let's go to verse 21
用国语
保守自己藏在神的爱中，让望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生。
Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
感谢神，这又讲到我们的第三和第四个劝勉。
Here include the third and the fourth admonitions.
第三个劝勉是保守自己藏在神的爱中。
That is to keep yourself in God's love.
在神的爱中。
In God's love.
在约翰福音的教导里面。
In the Epistle of John,
神跟我们说，遵守神的命令呢，就是在神的爱中。
Those who do His commandment are in God's love.
因此，我们在每天生活中
，That's why in every day of our life,
要保守自己在神的爱中。
You want to remain in God's love,
你就必须每一天就按照神的话语去做。
You must live according to His words.
中间有时候你碰到有困难的时候，求神帮助你。
Not only when we experience difficulty, we ask God to help us.
如果中间有做错了，跟神认罪悔改。
When we sin, we ask Him for forgiveness.
如果每天都这样做
，If we do that every day,
你发现这些神的劝勉就在你身上变成了力量。
You realize God's admonition become the strength for your life.
有任何试探，一些任何的困难来到你面前，你都可以克服。
As we face temptation and difficulty, we can overcome.
第四个劝勉。
The fourth admonition.
仰望我们的主耶稣基督的怜悯。
To wait for the mercy of our Lord.
我们的神是过去救我们，现在救我们，未来还要救我们。
God is somebody who saved us in the past. He is helping us now, and somebody who will save us in the days to come.
仰望主的怜悯，直到永生。
To wait for the mercy of our Lord.
是讲到我们一直要求神的怜悯，到主再来的时候。
We must constantly seeking His mercy until He comes.
是盼望主的再来。
To hope for His coming.
使得我们可以得到永远的怜悯到神的面前。
That we can receive His eternal mercies.
所以讲到四个劝勉。
These four admonitions.
这四个劝勉其实回头想的话是很奇妙的。
These are all marvelous things.
第一个是要在真道上造就自己。
First, to build yourself up in the truth.
刚刚说的这个真道就是信心上面。
That is in your holy faith.
所以第一个是跟你的信心有关系。
That is to build up your faith.
在灵里祷告。
And to pray in the spirit.
在神的爱中。
To remain in God's love.
盼望。
To wait for mercy.
所以前面四个劝勉。
These four admonitions.
是信望爱加上。在灵里的祷告。
Is faith, love, and hope, and prayer.
所以神跟我们说，在日常生活上
，As we live every day our life,
操练我们的信望爱。
We must train our love, faith, love, and hope.
用灵里的祷告托住它。
That we pray in the spirit to sustain it.
所以前面四个劝勉
，These four admonitions
是跟关于我们个人有关系。
Is to relate to individual.
下面两个劝勉。
There are two follow admonitions.
你们有圣经的话需要打开二十二节跟二十三节。
Please turn to your scripture at verse 22.
你们可以翻开二十二节吗？
Verse 22.
这两节经文你翻开的时候。
Can you turn to verse 22?
因为时间关系，我就把它讲出来，你们就看好了。中文、英文你们自己看。
I'm just going to read it to you.
所以第五个劝勉
，The fifth admonition,
是要怜悯一些有疑心的人。
Be merciful to those who doubt.
因为你会发现，前面四个是针对自己。
We see the four admonitions are for ourselves.
在信望爱借祷告。
Faith, love, and hope.And then prayer.
第五个劝勉是要怜悯那些有疑心的人。
The fifth one is to be merciful to those who doubt.
很可能这些是弟兄姊妹他有软弱的时候。
Many brothers and sisters are in weakness.
你要去帮助他，来把他扶起来。
We must help and sustain them.
所以这就开始把我们的爱，把我们的信望爱，摆在我们周边的人。
That make our faith, love, and hope become practical.
第六个劝勉
The sixth admonitions
要搭救火中的人，要有些人在你们在火里面把他搭救出来。
To save those who are, save those, snatch them from fire.
火在圣经里面是影射到审判的意思。
Fire, very, very often refer to judgment.
这些很可能是基督徒或者是非基督徒，他们是犯了一些错误。
This could be referred to Christian or unbeliever who are in sins.
神要我们也要用一个怜悯的心来帮助他们。
God want to ask for mercy on them.
可是要存一个惧怕的心
Do it with fear and trepidations.
不要被这些犯的罪沾染到自己
That we will not fool ourselves.
也要厌恶这些不好的事情
We hate the many of these sinful things.
可是还是要去帮助这些人
But we must help them.
所以这里面包括有另外两个劝勉是针对边上的人
So these two final admonitions are for other people.
第五个劝勉是帮助一些软弱的弟兄姊妹。
The fifth one to have mercy for those who are in doubt.
第六点是帮助一些已经跌倒的人。
Save those who are snatching from the fire.
可是要惧怕，要小心，要厌恶那些罪。
We must do it with fear and trembling.
所以我们今天讲到神的一些当务之急来教导我们。
Here we think about the thing that God.We ought to know.
让我们来回未来思想一下。
As we think about these things,
既然神说是当务之急
these are things that we ought to know.
因为从这个第三节里面来看
from verse 3 that we have learned,
因为是神特别借着犹大
is God through Jude, he urgently wants us to know.
要尽心的写给我们
He urges us.
不得不写给我们。
He had to let us know.
他大力的劝我们。
He's straining to let us know.
然后竭力的把这些话语的交代给我们。
So that we can know the thing of God wants us to know.
因为我们在末世一定会碰到一些事情，让我们受到试探。
Because there are things that we will experience or run into in the end time.
一定会碰到我们软弱的时候。
There are times we're going to be weak.
或者是弟兄姊妹中有软弱的人。
Or maybe many brothers and sisters are going to be weak.
因此，我们还会碰到这些各种各样的试探。
It's something that we will all face.
我们必须要在记住蒙爱的情况之下。
We must remember that we are loved.
因为这个救恩是三一神特别的拯救了我们。
Because we are being chosen by the Triune God.
第二点，我们要想起主耶稣基督的话语。
We must remember the words of God.
要好好的在日常生活上遵行。
That we want to obey them in everyday life.
然后六个劝勉。
And then the six admonitions.
我想大家都记得的。
You now, by now you remember.
在信望爱中祷告。
We pray in love, hope, and faith.
帮助一些软弱的弟兄姊妹。
To help those who are weak.
也伸出援手帮助一些跌倒的人，可是要惧怕一种小心的心。
And also save those who are fallen.
因此，我们今天要思想一下我们最后的总结。
I want to draw a conclusion now.
你们的周报上应该有最后的总结结语。我们一起念一下。
Yeah, next slide 也有。
Next slide 是。哦，有 ，OK， 只有中文啊。我们一起念一下结语，然后英文是不是就念英文就行了？
哪能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无消无气，欢欢喜喜地站在他荣耀之前。我们的救主独日的神，愿荣耀威严能力权柄使我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前至现今到永永远远。阿们。
So that he will keep you safe and so that we can become blameless and stand before you in the end.
所以我们这个结论就是说，当我们按照神的当务之急来做的时候
，If we follow what He wants us to do，
这位神必定是可以保守我们不失脚。
He will keep you safe from falling。
最后让我们无瑕无疵的、欢欢喜喜的来到他的荣耀。
So that we can stay blameless before Him。
来到这位真是万古之前就在的、永永永永远远的这位神。
We can stay blameless before His glorious Lord。
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
记得今天神的话语。
Through your word today.
让你的话语敲醒我们每一位。
Your word enlighten us again.
有的时候在我们生活富裕或者舒服的生活之中
as we live in a time of prosperity,
我们有时候忘记了神的话语的重要性
so very often we forgot your words,
我们有时候觉得这些话也都懂了
we thought we know them,
而且我们也真的蛮清楚了
we thought we understand them,
而且我们应该可以行出来
and we are sure we can live them out,
可是当我们碰到试探的时候
but as we face temptation,
当我们碰到一些破口一些问题的时候
As we are facing difficulty in our life,
你突然发现这些话语好像你并不是完全清楚。
Then we realize we did not quite understand them.
而且根本行不出来。
That we cannot live.
因此神用六个劝勉来帮助我们。
Give us thank you for your admonitions.
让我们在日常生活上就用信望爱在祷告中来建立起来。
So that in our prayer we will have hope, light, love and faith.
同时我们把我们的爱心可以帮助边上弱小的人。
So our love can also be extended to people around us.
也拯救一些在审判中、在痛苦中的人。
And save other people who are in judgment.
求神帮助我们在神的爱中被建立起来。
Save us so that we can live in your love.
纪念神的话语。
We want to remember your words.
这位神所做成的必然成就在每一位弟兄姊妹身上。
And you will accomplish what you want to do in every one of our lives.
神啊，求你来帮助我们每一位。
Father, we pray to you.
让我们都预备好成为一片好土。
That we can all be good soils.
向下扎根。
We can be deeply rooted.
然后向上结果。
And we can also bear fruit.
能够无瑕无疵地来到神的面前。
We can stand blameless before you one day.
这样祷告祈求。
We pray all this.
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.